Huge Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free. And don't forget that it is a website that actually allows you to influence some of the things we talk about on the air by submitting show prep ideas like news stories, blog posts, and such. Other listeners can then vote them up or down. You can vote things up and down as well. And the best, most popular stories, hopefully, will be making it to the front page of the website. And we might just then use them on the air over at freetalklive.com. We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll start things out with Scott, listening in Winnipeg. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Recently, you talked a little bit about New Hampshire, and often the common complaint people make about moving there for the Free State Project, I think, is kind of lame, which is the weather aspect of it.
Well, you do live in Canada, so for you,
Saskatchewan
or something.
Yes, I live in near Winnipeg, which is like 8 hours north of Minneapolis. So you know, it's about winter, about 4 months of the year here. When I looked at my Google Maps before I called, because I wasn't 100% sure where New Hampshire was. And you're like,
that's all right. We don't know where Winnipeg is either, Scott.
Well, exactly. Yeah. You're about an hour away from the ocean in Keene, and you get that ocean. Like, how is what's it like there? That's my question. What's winter like there?
Well, I mean, winter's cold, but probably not as cold.
There's snow on the ground. I'd say there's snow can fall as early as November, stay as late as May. Although it's been off the ground for
It was a pretty warm winter, I would say.
It's global warming. But I would say it was about April 1st or so that pretty much the snow was off the ground here.
That sounds pretty similar to how it is in Winnipeg. Like, this past year was quite a mild winter. So I guess my point is that, say there was a fellow that you played an interview with a couple nights ago from California that was talking about, the weather aspect of it. Okay, I can see. I've been to California. It's nice all the time there, fine. But it's not like you're moving to the Arctic.
Right.
It's New Hampshire. New
Hampshire is incredibly beautiful, especially during the spring and fall.
Yeah, this time of year, it's awesome.
The flowers
are out. I just think
it's
such a lame excuse. It's not a reason. It's an excuse people are using not to get there.
It is.
You know, I can tell you it was the biggest reason that I didn't,
I was scared.
Yeah, that was my biggest reason, too.
I'm a Florida native. It was my number one excuse for a year before I finally decided to sign up, which... You know, what can you do, right? I mean, some people, freedom is important enough to move to somewhere that's a little colder, and some people, it's not that important.
All I could think of was those, the stories of the soldiers at Valley Forge wrapping their feet up with tattered rags trying to stay warm. And,
that's crazy.
The really weird thing about it is, holy crap, they have heaters up here.
Yeah. Thanks,
Scott. I understand the concern, and it could be a legitimate concern, but sometimes when I hear people say it on your show, it just sounds like a reason, like an excuse not to take action. And I'm not judging them necessarily for it. It just, there might be other things. Like, for me, I can't be there yet because of job and family. Obviously, weather isn't as much of an issue coming from
Well, then there's also the immigration issue as well, right?
Well, that will make it tougher. But I think there's a way, because I have a skill that isn't very common there, which also makes it harder for me to go there because it's a smaller... Usually, I need to work in a big center.
So you're a pimp.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Scott. We look forward to seeing you when you get here. And come down for a visit to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you get a chance. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you want liberty in your lifetime, you can come on up here and use this as the excuse to come for a visit, meet hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening in late June this year. I don't have the exact dates in front. I think it's the 24th, but I shouldn't go out on that limb. Porkfest.com is where you can go to get more information. PORCFEST.com. It's going to be an absolute blast. I was talking with one of the activists today. They just had it at this new location last year for the first time in a long time. It used to be held at it's very far up north in New Hampshire, the very northern tip of the state, a place called Lancaster at a nice little campground there. I guess little's not the right word. There are hundreds of people on this campground. And last year was the first year they brought it back there for years, and so people are going to feel more comfortable this time. They're going to be more familiar with the environment, and of course, more familiar with one another, because a lot of people have been maybe were visiting for the first time last year. They made friends, and now they get to see them again. It's just a great opportunity. Of course, those of us that are in New Hampshire get to see the liberty-minded people all the time. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. porcfest.com and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. By the way, we go to your phone calls. And we'll talk to Terry, listening in Alabama. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live. Terry,
hello.
In Alabama, you are on the air.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I was just kind of curious on the, heard you guys talking about the marijuana a little while ago. And pardon me for sounding like I'm currently on it, but allergies are bad down here.
That's right.
Hey, listen, what I was wondering, why exactly would you... When you smoke marijuana,
yes, sir.
It's you know I've smoked pot years back,
mm-hmm.
Enjoyed it. You know, it's not for me. It's like alcohol. I've given it up. It's not for me. I'm not going to criticize anybody that does smoke it or that doesn't
sure.
smoke it. You know, same for alcohol. You know, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
But why? My experience with it and I think anybody being honest will say that for most people it tends to slow you down.
Okay.
You know, it has a cognitive effect on you. You know,
it's not a depressant. But yeah, I see what you're saying, and I think that some people would be right about that statement, that some people may want to use cannabis to slow themselves down at the end of a long day and they're, you know, when they're at home. But some people actually
Some people use beer that way, too.
Sure. Some people actually believe that cannabis actually helps them with their creativity and that it shifts their perspective in certain ways that they find valuable. Some people actually use it when they are working, not necessarily with, like, heavy equipment or anything like that, but some people believe it actually enhances their ability to do things and that it doesn't slow them down. So I guess it just all depends on the individual, because some people would like to promote cannabis as though it dulls folks and that it, you know, makes people stupid. And that's not what you're saying. There are some people
that would say that
too, and it's not
true. What would you say, though, to the argument that, okay, with alcohol you can turn it off? After a day or two, it's out of your system. If you choose not to drink for another month, you're done. Whereas with pot, when you do it, my understanding is, and even just from personal experience, I mean, if I have a big smoke fest for a day, then, you know, it's in your system for some time.
Yeah, you know, if you're a regular smoker of cannabis, it's likely that the traces, if you will be in your system for a month. So that's certainly the case, and that means it's more likely that, you know, you're going to fail a drug test.
You know, I don't feel that way, though. I've done both. I don't currently smoke marijuana. My wife is a drug treatment counselor, and that was part of the whole marriage deal.
You don't feel what way?
I don't feel like marijuana affects me for days afterwards.
Oh, no. It doesn't affect you. No.
I didn't mean it was in your system.
The traces of it stay in your system.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is that I feel like, you know...
If it's in your system, though, then... And I don't mean to interrupt you, but
no problem.
But you say it doesn't affect you, but if it's in your system, you can't deny that. And so
right. It's basically an inert chemical at that point. The active chemical THC has run its course, and it runs its course in a four to six hour window, sometimes three. But the actual effects of cannabis don't last longer than a quarter of a day. But the trace elements, if you will, the remainder that is just a testable thing that chemical tests can show up, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your consciousness is being altered or that your state is being altered at that time.
Right. You can have a hangover for a full day after drinking. You won't feel that way from marijuana.
Yeah, well, I have to disagree with that. I mean, my personal experience is that, and the experience of plenty of other people that I've talked with is that, you know, for a casual user, as you guys were talking about earlier, someone who uses it casually, maybe a few times a week, chances, I've seen a lot of people that their life becomes affected by it. They slow down. They have a harder time showing up for work.
Just all depends on the kind of people you're talking about, man. I've known doctors that smoke pot and all kinds of business executives and people that are not slowing down at all. So it just all depends on who you're talking to. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, if it affects you poorly, don't do it.
There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free, the live Saturday edition, as usual tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The number you'll need is 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include things like our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. You can get interactive with a lot of different people there. And it is, by the way, virtually unmoderated, so do keep that in mind when you visit bbs.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. And that's what Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com will give you when it comes to the court system. It's a, it's just a relatively short course. It includes a five-hour video seminar, two and a half hour audio classes, and a bunch of in-depth reference tutorials. And it's simple enough that the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours. It's called jurisdictionary.com, and it'll teach you all about the court system and how to, take your case through the court system, or just keep an eye on your attorney. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Going first to Joe, listening in Waco to KBCT 94.5 Info FM. Hello, Joe.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey,
I was going to comment on the reasoning why there's such a problem with legalizing marijuana and drugs in this country. And it boils down to when I was in Germany, when I was serving in the military, they used to have a lot of these don't drink and drive commercials on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that comes to mind is a father is driving home one night and he's drunk and he runs over his own child in his driveway.
Oh, boy.
Now, when the police show up for this, it's obvious that they can walk up to him and they can smell that he's got alcohol, and they automatically can go ahead and assume and have him tested for alcohol and then prosecute him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take the same scenario that someone has done some legalized drugs and has run over their child. What does the police officer do when he arrives on the scene? I mean, you can't ask them if they're illegal immigrant or not, so how are you going to ask them, hey, have you been taking drugs? Or anything like that, because he has nothing to go on other than the fact that he just ran over his child.
First off,
and is ruled as an accident.
Cops can ask you anything they want to ask you if they want. So
yeah.
A cop can certainly ask you whether you've been doing illegal drugs or not, and then you can choose to answer.
Yeah, so the answer is no.
Right,
I mean,
and
under
the
alcohol,
no.
We're going to smell it. The police officer is going to know that you've been drinking, obviously.
Right. Well, first off, I'd like to say running over your own child is probably punishment enough for whatever you did. Now, let's talk about running over someone else's child, okay? So that certainly could happen, too. Yeah, I think that it's a very relevant issue. But the fact is the marketplace hasn't been brought to bear on this particular issue because marijuana hasn't been legalized. I feel like the marketplace can do anything. That if there's a need, that a product will be developed in short order for that need. I'd also like to point out that tests have been done by government agencies, and they find that people smoking marijuana are not nearly the bad drivers that people on alcohol are. The fact is marijuana drivers tend to score just under, right at, or just over the kind of scoring that regular drivers get.
Yeah, statistically, it's basically the same.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying that the governments have tested this,
right.
The organizations have tested it,
and generally
marijuana smokers are probably going to drive a little too slow, but they're going to be very careful.
The fact that some marijuana users may be poor drivers is a really poor argument against taking billions of dollars in profits out of the hands of criminals.
Yeah, the thing is also is, I mean, don't get me wrong, if I drink one beer, I think it's safe to say that, you know, given my body weight mass and everything, mm-hmm. my metabolism, I can drink one beer in an hour. I can get in my car and drive just like I would if I hadn't drank a beer. But if I'm a party animal and I just suck down four joints all of a sudden, same as I went and sucked down four beers, are you saying that there's not going to be no effect on my driving ability?
What I'm saying is that there have been tests done that show that it doesn't really matter that much. Unless you're brand new to pot, it doesn't really matter smoking and driving.
But it could happen. And I think that the marketplace will probably figure something out.
How about we just talk about irresponsible driving? How about we just talk about dangerous driving? Because as you mentioned earlier, Mark, if you drive while tired, you're as dangerous as a drunk on the road. So, I mean,
don't you think people are responsible for their actions no matter what state they're in?
Well, what country are you talking about? Ours?
The United States of America.
Okay. I just want to make sure because there's a lot of things here saying that people, due to either geographical or financial ability, saying they're excused because of, you know, oh, well, they were just raised wrong.
So that kind of
people should
really
be responsible
really well.
For their.
That sounds like a problem with the court system. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a problem with people being able, you know, the freedom to combust plant material and inhale the smoke.
If somebody runs over, Mark, you got a two-year-old son now, Jack.
Yes.
If somebody drives up your driveway and runs into Jack and unfortunately causes your child to die, would it really matter to you if that person was tired, drunk, or wide awake, or high on pot?
You know, I think that it would matter to me if they had made some kind of, if they were drunk. Drunk's a good example because drunk people have far more auto accidents than high people do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it would matter to me if somebody.
Also, there's those statistics that actually measure that.
Yes, there is.
It's not legal, therefore they don't really. I mean, how many people do you pull over that were stoned?
Well, the reason that, right. Well, usually people that are stoned have marijuana in their car, and they get pulled over for driving too slowly. I'm telling you, dude, if you research
my
this.
My grandma gets pulled over for driving too slowly.
Now, generally, they don't get pulled over for driving too slowly. Go to Venice, Florida. I'm telling you, if you research this subject, you will come back with the information that I'm telling you, and that is that marijuana drivers are generally not bad drivers. So
yeah, you can put me in a contest against a guy who's got some Jack Daniels, and I'll smoke four joints, like you said, of the best kind. But although I don't know if I can get through it all because
I don't see how anybody could.
Once you get to a certain point with pot, you can't get any higher. Whereas with alcohol, you die. So you can put me in a competition with somebody who's drank as much as I've smoked, and I'll school them. It wouldn't be a problem. Hey, right now, as we're speaking, there are people across this country.
Subject. You're not talking about legalizing, like y'all talking about Norway or something that legalizes a small amount of anything would be okay.
Well, right? What was the question? I missed the question. What was the question?
You were talking about another country that legalized basically a small pot of or a small amount of any drug.
Portugal
is okay.
Yes, that's Portugal, and it's worked out very well for them, as decriminalization should, because when you take a product, as we learned with alcohol prohibition, well, maybe we didn't really learn it, but and when I say we, I mean most people in the country, as many Americans learned, hopefully, the alcohol prohibition didn't work, and when alcohol prohibition ended, it took alcohol out of the hands of criminals like Al Capone and other gangsters and put it in the hands of professional businessmen who were manufacturing a much safer product and putting it on the marketplace, and that's what should happen to all drugs, including prescription drugs.
I mean, they're trying to ban smoking as it is right now, and smoking has been legal for years, and there's a government warpath on banning smoking everywhere you go.
It's a terrible idea.
I mean, what makes you think you're going to try to turn around and, okay, let's push a new
one? I'm a dreamer, man. What can I say? I'm a dreamer. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
I believe people should be free to smoke tobacco, free to smoke marijuana, free to smoke Crystal Drano, that's what they want to smoke.
I think
it's a bad idea.
Yeah, you can make that statement any old time you want to. Well, I mean, the government's getting bigger all over the place. What makes you think you can turn it around? Well, I got nothing better to do. Why not?
It's my job to do a pro-freedom radio show. Hey, I'm happy to do that.
All right, there's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Plus, I believe there's strength in numbers, and we've got activists that are all moving together as part of the Free State Project in order to do these things, to achieve freedom in our lifetimes. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got our Shrine of Female Listeners on our website. It is the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go and see it for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you want to lose weight the easy way, try LumaThin Plus. It is a appetite suppressant and a fat-burning pill. It is it contains a super concentrated form of Caroluma. That's a cactus from India that, in fact, causes people to it was used in times of famine and that kind of thing to reduce hunger pangs. And it will cause you to be less hungry. And you can I've been eating whatever I want to eat, and I'm still losing weight after recently quitting smoking. It's LumaThinPlus.com. It's working for me. I think it'll work for you. You can do it for less than a dollar a day. LumaThinPlus.com.
Okay, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Tim is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, Tim is gone. What a shame. Let's talk instead to, I believe, Steve is with us listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. One, thanks for all you're doing to promote freedom. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And also about, I guess, four callers back, something like that, there was the 50-year-old gentleman that was in favor of protectionism.
Yes, as so many Americans are.
Yeah, well, he needs to read Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson.
It is an awesome book, and everybody on the whole planet should read this.
You should pass a law, Mark.
Right. I think I can tell you it is an awesome, awesome book.
Yeah, it is. And there's a couple, three chapters, I think, something like that, that specific, specifically deal with the protectionist import and export details. And people don't seem to understand how much it actually hurts our own economy. But
Steve, we're sending money out of the country.
Yeah. But that isn't actually why I wanted to comment on. What I wanted to comment on was the immigration deal.
Real quick, on the issue of sending money out of the country. Well, I'll send my money wherever it is I can get the darn best product and service for the lowest price.
Yes.
So, and the reason why that's not usually the case in the United States is because of the government and their protectionist measures that actually end up protecting people out of jobs and protecting businesses so much that they want to leave and go to other other countries. So the government's regulations are really one of the major reasons things like minimum wage and business regulations, OSHA, local regulations as well, drive up the cost of doing business here, so it makes it so these business owners want to go somewhere else. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, on that issue, it goes all the way back to FDR, essentially, for the first really significant ones with agriculture and all that. But, I mean, we still have – the thing is they never go away. The government never gets rid of them, even though we know they were a failure to begin with, but mm-hmm. even after, 50, 60, 70 years later, we still have the exact same ones. I mean, we still have the tariffs on sugar here in Florida.
Yes.
And things like that. And it's like, I mean, people, regular poor people who, really have to sometimes scrimp and save to get money to buy their dinners, paying more for sugar simply because of that.
That's right.
And then you've got the other one where you're sitting there. Why do you think everything has corn syrup in it? Well,
right.
That's another government law.
This is absolutely true.
We can't use sugar. You can't do that.
Well, you can
make soda with sugar. The reason that they don't is because
expensive.
Yeah, sugar's so expensive in the United States because of these tariffs that you referred to. Just about every other country in the world, their soda pop is made with real sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided that I wanted to cut partially hydrogenated corn syrup or whatever out of my diet. And man, I miss those sodas.
You don't need to move. I mean, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah. You should get them shipped in from Canada.
So you wait a minute, Mark. You've stopped drinking soda or you're drinking Canadian soda?
What I've been doing is taking seltzer water from that I buy. It either has a little lemon or a little lime flavor in it. Mm-hmm. I add some honey to it, so I'm making my own soda essentially because I like the bubbly. I love that effervescence.
I think that's illegal.
Yeah, it probably is. I
give a permit.
In the state of New Hampshire, it is illegal to put anything in a milk carton that isn't milk. So if you finish up your milk carton and shove a napkin in it, you've broken the law.
Yep. So, all right, Steve, anything else on your mind?
Yeah, no, on the immigration deal. I completely agree with the fact that, immigration itself is harmful to the country. Any limits on immigration. Everybody in our current debate, everybody focuses on, the border with Mexico and low-income, unskilled workers coming across. But the other thing that we're really hurting ourselves on is because of the simple fact that we are also limiting the highly skilled workers. Mm-hmm. Okay, that are coming into the country.
Yep.
Don't want to come take into our the country. Jobs.
Well, it's life is hell being an immigrant, whether you're legal or illegal, because of this whole anti-immigrant, anti-illegal fervor that goes on. I had friends from Britain that are like, God, this just stinks, and they went back.
Yeah. And I have to bring up one issue, and what the statement that you made in the beginning of the when you brought the subject up mm-hmm. about the fact that the problem we have is the welfare state, okay,
yes,
and the conflicts of interest that creates, in regard to immigration, and I tend to be I'm actually kind of looking more for your opinion on this attitude. I look at it from the perspective of, from a practical perspective where it's, we ain't going to get rid of the welfare state anytime soon. So we probably do need to have some sort of limitation on immigration because of the threat that it poses to bankrupting everybody that's here because they qualify for, all the welfare.
Yeah, I see the point,
and you're absolutely right. It's unlikely the United States government's going to stop its welfare thing, too. Here's another unlikelihood. that the United States government can stop illegal immigration. All right?
True.
Now, after Mexico...
Or they're going to roll back whatever enforcement measures they put in an attempt to stop it.
We'll talk about these enforcement measures in a second, but I want to say that the number two country behind Mexico where people immigrate illegally from is China. And we cannot build a wall that is as big and as effective as the Pacific Ocean is, and somehow it's still the number two country that people illegally immigrate from. And there are roving checkpoints within 100 miles of every border, and as I understand, the government can do it 100 miles from any coastline. So that means that we have, you know, most of the United States population has to deal with your papers, please.
My opinion on the issue, Steve, is that I do understand where you're coming with, but to advocate an increase in the size of government in order to somehow hold things over until someday, you know, magically the welfare system is removed, it's just going to result in an increase in the size of government, and nothing is going to ever be removed. And as Mark's pointing out, it's unlikely you're going to stop the flow of immigration unless, I think there's an exception, unless you create a police state here that is less desirable to come to than staying in somebody's origin country.
Right.
So you're removing the incentives, basically, is what you're talking about. I mean, it wouldn't be intended that way when it was passed, but it would remove the incentives, and so people would be less likely to want to come here.
Right. I mean, you can stop immigration by destroying freedom, destroying the economy, and creating a police state. So why the hell would I want to leave, you know, Guatemala if I'm going to go move to a police state?
Right. There aren't too many people trying to break into North Korea.
Right.
There.
So by the time you have the police state on your hands, as they're doing, and they're implementing now in Arizona, by the time you have the total police state on your hands, then good luck turning that one around, right?
Yeah, but the reason why I'm kind of bringing this up is because, I mean, we know that the current administration basically is looking to pass a quote-unquote comprehensive immigration reform bill.
Yep.
And we know that it is probably going to be a horrible implementation of the thing from every perspective. I mean, from the requirements that are put on Americans for showing, you know, your papers, please, and that kind of thing, as you said. From that practical perspective, I mean, do we want to sit there and go, okay, we want to make it easier, or do we want to go and say, no, let's make it more difficult until such time as we can get rid of the damn welfare state that brings them over to begin with?
I don't think the federal government's going to do anything right any old way you slice it, and I thank you for the call.
I don't think if you task them with solving immigration that they're going to do anything that's good for us.
Right, and it's unlikely they're going to make it much easier anyways. As was pointed out earlier, it costs thousands and lots of hours to get here. More coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Again, 800-259-9231. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more people's ears around the internet. Promote.freetalklive.com.
Are you waiting for that sweet, sweet tax return check? Well, if you're going to use it to fix up the kitchen or the bathroom, well, you're going to need new knobs and pulls. Go check out the big box stores. Go check out the specialty stores. Find the knobs and pulls that you want or your wife wants. And go check innerknobs.com because they have pretty much every majorly available knob and pull there, and they have them at wholesale prices. You can also use code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, for an additional 11% off. If you're not as picky, they have a closeout section that's 50 to 80% off, and you can use the code there to save too. It's interknobs.com. That's interknobs.com.
All right, we continue and take more of your phone calls. Let's go to Ken listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken.
Hey, great show. Enjoying listening to you and your callers.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
About the immigration thing, are you familiar with how many people actually do legally immigrate here to the United States every year?
I'm not. Are you?
I think I heard the number was 3 million a year.
It's great.
It's still not replacing the amount of people that the United States is. We're not breeding enough people to even keep our population where it is.
Well, it sounded like some of your callers were saying that it was difficult to emigrate legally to the United States.
Which it is.
I don't believe it is.
No, 3 it's
million
very,
people
it's
a year.
It's
3 million
difficult.
People a year is an awful lot of people.
It seems that way, and I'm going to take your word for it. I mean, I'm believing what you're saying, but
well,
it's very difficult. Have you ever met anybody
one
who's immigrated?
And a guy was saying on that show that that's the official number is 3 million,
okay.
And he was advocating that we slow it down to 100,000 a year, and that's only skilled, trained professionals. Mostly in the medical field.
That's what's been happening in Europe, where they're attempting to keep out the undesirables, and many of those countries are getting very, very old very, very quickly.
I understand. Hey, great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Just because a lot of people do something doesn't mean that that task is not difficult.
According to Wikipedia, a record million-plus people were naturalized as U.S. citizens in 2008. So he says 3 million. Wikipedia says 1 million.
It was a record in 2008 at 1 million.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
That doesn't mean that that's still a lot of people.
It doesn't mean
a million of people is a lot of people, and it still does not negate the fact that if a million people do something that's difficult, that doesn't mean that it's not difficult. The fact is they're motivated, and I would be too if I lived in a foreign country. If I lived in a foreign country, I would want it to be easy, but as I understand, it's a 10-year waiting period, and some countries you just can't come.
Yeah.
When I was over in Turkey, the girls were throwing themselves at me because they knew the only way that they could get to the United States of America was by marrying somebody who was from there.
Right. And so there are some ways it's easier than others. If you happen to have a whole lot of money, well, it's easier in that case. But
yeah, I think there's a $100,000 fee that you can just pay and basically come. Yeah, there's a buy-in that you can if you're wealthy enough.
Right. So, and
of course, at that point, you're likely not working at all.
Right.
So, you know, what do we want them for?
For most people, it's pretty difficult. So if you actually talk to somebody who has moved, who has immigrated here, gone through the legal process, as our caller said earlier, it was tens of thousands of dollars. You had to hire a lawyer. It's probably years and years and years of waiting. Many people will put in an application, send in the money for the application fee, and then find out later on when they try to follow up because they haven't heard anything. They find out that, oh, we never got your application. You cashed the check, though. Well, we don't know what happened.
Yeah. The Immigration Service is legendary for losing people's paperwork. Legendary.
Yeah. So it is not an easy thing. Talk to anybody that's done it. All right, we continue here, and it shouldn't be hard. People should just be able to, as long as they've got somewhere.
Don't you
to
want
sleep?
Hardworking people to come to the United States?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I want people to come here that are going to loaf around and suck off the welfare teat, and you know that you have to educate their children and all that other stuff. I think that people are responsible for their own lives, and I think the problem we have in this country is a welfare problem. I don't think we have an immigration problem.
Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Joseph, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, you got a great show.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, you were talking earlier about the rights for marijuana and possession and, you know, basically just basic freedoms that have been taken away over the years. And I was just wondering if you guys really know the history of that. You know, there's only two things that have been taken away from us like that. One of them was a machine gun. And the other is marijuana.
Both they took gold away from people, too. I mean,
well, both using a tax stamp. It's a very unusual way of doing it. And then, you know, later in the 60s, you had Timothy Leary argue as his own attorney all the way to the Supreme Court, and it was re-legalized for a few years. And then basically the federal government, the people who did it, didn't do it for the reasons that a lot of people think they did it for. You know, before we had kerosene, everyone burnt hemp oil in their house because it's a smokeless oil. Hemp is also a fabric that is the only fabric that would compete with nylon or rayon.
Yep. You know, yeah, that's right. And as one of our callers pointed out earlier and is absolutely correct, it was DuPont and William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah,
it
sure was.
It
was
these industrialists.
DuPont's son-in-law, who was married to his daughter, who was the attorney general at the time, and he worked with Harry Anslinger. Harry Anslinger didn't want to take it on. There was actually a 40-acre field of high-grade marijuana growing on the other side of the bridge in New York. You know, it was that prevalent. In George Washington's books, and lots of the fathers of our country promoted the growing of hemp because hemp was a product that...
It's an amazing product. It's an amazing crop that has a myriad of uses in the marketplace.
Yeah,
beyond
it's
just getting
still grown all
prolific
over the
and cheap.
Hey, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. You're absolutely right.
If they would use hemp instead of a corn for this ethanol stuff, you could run your cars on it.
Yeah, so he's absolutely right, though, about what he's saying, and that is that it was as usual, the people that were connected to the government, in this case the industrialists that he mentioned, that were using their connections with the government to essentially protect themselves. We're back to protectionism again, to use the violence of the state to protect themselves from competitors. Hearst wanted to protect himself from the people growing hemp for paper, and DuPont wanted to protect themselves from nylon, yeah, or whatever it was. Anyway, they wanted to protect their textiles manufacturing from hemp. And so it's just that's what it was. But what they ended up doing was they lied to people. They used it because you can't just go in front of the American people in the newspapers and say, we're going to outlaw cannabis because, it's getting tough for these companies to compete. No, they didn't say that publicly. What they said publicly was that it'll make white women have sex with black men.
And Mexicans.
Yeah. And you know, they just went down this laundry list. He mentioned Anslinger, and he was one of them, I believe, laundry list of things that was just nonsense. Just, you know, makes people crazy. Makes them, turns them into killers. I mean, have you ever seen
Reefer Madness?
It's a perfect example of the kind of propaganda that was being loosed on the American public at that time by the people who were advocating for marijuana prohibition. The demon weed, the devil's weed. I mean, they tried to really make it look like this evil thing, and they still do, still today. They still have all kinds of myths that are associated with cannabis that people believe, and it's just a bunch of nonsense. So there's the reason why it was made illegal, and then there are the things that they said to convince people to make it illegal. So I hope that clarifies. Again, great website to go to learn more about this is A Drug War Carol. It's a neat little comic book. You can actually buy the comic book version of it, but the entire thing is online to see for free. You can read the entire thing, and it's well illustrated. It's actually done by the same folks that are one of our advertisers, Mark, just by coincidence.
Big Head Press. Yeah,
Big Head Press. They do some great comics online, and this was one of their this is from a few years ago. When I ran across it, I was just blown away at how entertaining it was. It was a really well-done comic, and it's full of information. It's got a real good history of the drug, not just marijuana, but I think the entirety of the war on drugs. Because freedom is about more than just pot. It's about being able to own yourself and decide for yourself what is right for you. All right, we continue here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up in hour number three, well, your phone calls. That's what the point of the show is. We'll take your calls about anything. Still to come, if we get a chance, we'll give you a little bit more information about what's going on down in Arizona. A lot of people are really excited about this, and I have to wonder, why are people so excited about showing their papers? Because that's what we're talking about. It's going to be even more of a police state than ever in Arizona. More coming up here. Hour three is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.